right, so we are on the bottom of Laman Aleph on the base. The Gemara, after a very long Mishnah about the value of Bris Milah, we'll have a lot of agadotas now about the value of Bris Milah and assorted items. Okay, so it says the Gemara as follows. Tanya Rishua ben Karcha Omer. Rishua ben Karcha says, Kedola Mila shekol zechiyo sha'asa Moshe Rabbeinu lo amdulo kishinis rasha min Mila. Mila is so great is that Moshe Rabbeinu had done a million amazing, wonderful things. And none of those things stood up for him when he was nisrasha litim, is he was like slow or lazy from doing a bris milah. We mean bris milah for his son, for his second son, right? Shenamar vayv kashehu Hashem vayv kesh hamisel, because on his way from Mitzrayim, as from Midian back to Mitzrayim, he's met by a malach, or Hashem meets him somewhere and tries to kill him. So Amar. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Chas v'shalom shemosh Rabbeinu nisrasha min emila. No, Moshe was not lazy in doing emila. Elakach amba, this is what he said to himself. Emol v'etzei sakanehi. I had a baby, right? Baby was born. So if I give him emila now and then go out to traveling, that's dangerous to baby. Shneamar. V'hi b'yomash tashi b'yosam ka'avim. We know from the story of Shechem. After they did the bris mila, so 3 days after the mila, they were in a lot of pain. So he's going to travel now for a long distance. By the third day, it's going to be a dangerous time for the baby to travel. I can't do that. If I'm going to do the bris mila, then wait for the baby to get better. Wait for him to heal before I travel. Hashem already told me the time to go back to Mitzrayim. So I can't wait 3 days. Hashem told me to go. So why is he punished? Because Moshe dealt with, when he arrived at his inn, he first dealt with the inn. He made the inn nice. He unpacked. He made things, misudar. And then he did the bris mila. Because they were already at the malon. And at the malon, that's when Hashem tries to kill him. Why did he try to kill him? Because what's he doing? What's he, helping with malon? He should have already taken care of the bris mila. So that's why. The Mefarish, the Ran says, "Shenamar b'derech b'malon, demashma demiyad sheba min aderech is asking b'malon." If I had the lamul tochi mitchili, should have first done the mila. Fine. V'kichi teimar, if you ask this around, heich yamul, how can you do the bris mila? Kevin shayalo adayin latzeis b'derech. He wasn't in Mitzrayim yet, so how's he going to do it? What do you mean? He just told me that you can't do the mila and go back on the road. Yishlomar da also malon samuch leMitzrayim haya. No, this is they're basically Mitzrayim already, right? The ubeorcha pursa leka sakata. They're gonna, it was just another hour drive. They had basically done most of the way, so this is just a small distance. Fine, okay. B'shem umlilomer lo le Moshe Rabbeinu bikei shatan laharug. No, so he says even more. The satan wasn't trying to kill. Some say not satan should say malach, but whoever was trying to kill him. Wasn't trying to kill Moshe, and also Tinoch, trying to kill the baby. Why? Shneamar ki chasan damim atali, because the Tzipora says to somebody, you are chasan damim to me. Seirei mi kari chasan. Who's called the chasan? Have omer ze Tinoch. That was the baby. So I would have said chasan refers to. If a woman says you're my chasan, who would you usually say she's referring to? Her husband, that's what it said, right? But the Gemara assumes that chatan means the baby. Why is that? Look at the Ran, Havi Omer Zeh Tinok, Shenase Chasan Ayidei Bris. He becomes the chasan by having the bris mila. Okay, but so that's how they understand the word chasan in this case. Okay. Darash Rabbi Yehuda Bar Bizna. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Bizna made the following drasha. Bishash is Rasha Moshe Minamila, but Moshe Beni was.
There's a note here quoting Rashi from Shemos that says basically that you were the cause of the bloodshed that was about to be visited upon my bridegroom husband, being Moshe, explaining it that way.
Right, but that's not what the Gemara is saying.
Interesting. Some note here, yeah.
Good, okay, good. That's bad. That helps a little. But it's still surprising. The Gemara says that. I guess what the point is that we usually assume chasan means husband or groom. Here the point is that chasan is the other person that you make a bris with. So like at a wedding, the chasan and kala, they make a bris, right? So here Hashem's making a bris for the baby, so the baby becomes his chasan. That's part of the idea.
Right, but this note is saying that it was talking about the husband Moshe.
Right. No, all I'm saying is right. I'm just saying the Gemara is saying he wanted to kill the baby. Why? Because Chasan Damim Atali. Who? That's the baby, right? So your note makes it, the note makes more sense, but we usually understand. I'm just saying, how to explain the word chasan, the Gemara is saying, yeah. Okay. So Yehuda Bar Business says, at the moment that Moshe was slow in doing Yemila, bo af v'chema. So af and chema are two angels, demons, they're two beings, so whatever you want to call them. They're not humans. Okay, they're sent by Hashem. So af and chema, okay. Okay, ubal uhu, and they swallowed him. Velo shayru mimenu ela raglav, and the only thing you could see from Moshe Beidu was his legs. So only saw his legs. What do you mean only saw his legs? So Rash, look at the Ran. Velo shayru mimenu ela raglav makom hamila kedirsiv velo asa raglav. Right, that all you could see was his. So Rashi in the Torah also like says like he was like swallowed this way and then swallowed this way. And the point was that each time it stopped at the Makom Mila. And that's how that's like Afin Chema, and that's how that's what Tzipor realized, oh, it's the Mila, that's the concern. But anyways, they swallowed him, and all you could see was his legs. Okay. Miyad v'tikach Tzipor at source, immediately Tzipor takes a rock, v'tichros es orlas bena, and she cuts off the orla of her son, miyad ve'yarif mimenu, and then they immediately walk. You know, they release him. But osasha bigesh Moshe Rabbeinu lahargan. At that moment, Moshe wanted to kill Af in Chema. Shneamar, Pasuk says in Tehillim, herif me'af ve'azov me'chema. Right, so ve'azov Chema. He wanted to get rid of them. Af in Chema. Ve'yesh omrim lechema hargo. Some say he killed Chema. Shneamar Chema ainly, because he said the Chema was gone. Ve'aksev ki agorti mipnei Af ha'Chema. So what about the fact that Pasuk says in Parshas Ekev that he was, you know, having a hard time with Af and Chema? Like, I thought you already killed Chema. No, that's Moshe talking over at the end of the Torah. So that's many years, that's, you know, many, many years later. More than 40 years later. And it's like, well, no, Trey Chema. But no, it's another Chema. Fine. So he killed one Chema and then the other Chema he was still upset with. But the bottom line, these are the two, like, Malachim, whatever they tried to kill. Vibayis Ema. Gunda the Chema. Some say, no, it doesn't mean actually Chema he killed, but it means Chema's army. The Ran says, Gunda the Chema, Cheol Shel Chema. Gunda has an army of demons, or whatever they are exactly, that come to hurt people. Okay. Tani Rebbe Omer. So Rebbe says, Gedola Mila She'en Lacham Yishin Es Asik V'Mitzvos Ka'av Mavinu. So Mila is so great, because there's no person who's involved in Mitzvos more like than Avram Avinu. V'no Nikra Tamim. Ella al shem Mila, because Aram is always called Tamim only once he did the Mila. Shenem ahit alech lefanai veye Tamim, because Hashem says, "Go after, you know, follow me and be Tamim." Uksiv veet na brisi ben yevenecha, and it says in the same parak there, and I'll give you the bris between you and me. All right, so you see that Avram had done so many amazing things already. Avram had followed Hashem to Eretz Yisrael. He had converted people to Judaism. He had done all kinds of wonderful things, but it wasn't until he does the bris that Hashem says, and then when you do that, you'll be Tamim, meaning he wasn't Tamim until then. And Tamim implies like completeness, right? Devar acher, gedola mila sheshkula kenega kol mitzvos. Mila is so great, it's like, it has the same value as all mitzvos. Shebetorah, shenemar, ki api advarim ha'ele. What's the end of the pasuk? And the pasuk is, ki api advarim ha'ele. You have it in there? Good. So, right. So that's you know, these are the things that I want to make a bridge with you. What do you mean? He had done other mitzvahs. Again, this is value. This is as great as all the things he had done. Side point. Interesting conversation. Did Avram do mitzvahs? Right. So we know Chazal say he did all the mitzvahs in the Torah, but interesting. Language. It's shkula kenega kol mitzvos. This is still before Aaron was commanded any mitzvos. Okay, it's the first mitzvah that Aaron's actually commanded, right? What we would call a mitzvah, right? Things that are for everyone to do. Devar acher, gadola mila she'o mali mila lo yiskayim v'shamayim v'aretz. Mila is so great that without mila, there would be no the sky. You know, the shamayim v'aretz would not continue to exist. Namar im lor b'risi yomam v'leila, and the pasuk continues. Shemayvar is low barasi or something, right? Low kamti or low samti. Upliga the Rabbi Eliezer, and this argues with Rabbi Elazar. Why the Am Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Eliezer, depending how you read it. Gedola Torah, Shemai Torah Los Kamish Shemai Varas. And that disagrees with Rabbi Elazar, because he said that that pasuk is referring to Torah. Without the Torah, you wouldn't have, the world wouldn't be Kayim. Shenamar Im Lo Brisi Yom Valala Chukos Shemai Varas Lo Samti. Right, so that without the Torah, we Lo Brisi, right? Im Lo Brisi, Kabrisi could mean Bris Milah. Brisi could mean the Bris that Hashem made with us at Sinai, which was the Bris of the Torah. Fine. The bottom line is Milah is a good thing. Amar Yehuda. Amarav. B'shash Amar Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Amar Avinu Hisalech Lefanai Ve'eh Tamim. At the moment when Hashem said to Avram, follow me and be Tamim, Achazasa Ra'ada, he got very nervous. So Amar Shema Yesh B'davar Maguna. He said, Hashem saying, follow me, and when you follow me, then you'll be whole, you'll be complete. What's the implication? Implication is until now, there's something missing for me. So it made Avram very nervous, and he got very, very worried. Like, you know, like it's amazing for Hashem to talk to you, but if Hashem says something to you that like makes you a little self-conscious, it's one thing if a person says it to you. If Hashem says something that makes you self-conscious, so that's much worse, right? So he got nervous. So what's going on here? Like, why only now? When he says no, it'll be by doing Bris Milah. Oh, fine. So he felt better. Why? Meaning, he wasn't saying there's something he was missing in Tana that he hadn't done. It was that I have a new thing for you to do. Fine. Okay. So that he didn't feel bad because it wasn't something he had missed that he wasn't supposed, you know, would have been supposed to do. Okay. Pasuk says that Hashem told Avram to go outside. I'm the fun of. There's a lot of gemaras here. These are a lot of Rashi's in part, you know, in Sefer Bereishis. So like quite a few of these gemaras, meaning Rashi's on the Torah quote these gemaras. But Yitzah so achutza. So he takes Amram outside. I'm the fun of Ribbono Shalom. He's takalti b'mazal shali. And there's a interesting how to read this line. So one say he's takalti b'mazal shali ve'eni roy laholid ve'eni roy laholid ben. That's how it's quoted in Rashi there in the Parsha. That he said, Hashem, I looked at my mouth and I'm not able to have children. The box is a little different. Ve'einli ben achar el Yishmael. I only have Yishmael. But the bottom line, he says, I looked at my mouth and I'm not supposed to have children. So Amalo, so Hashem said to him, Tzei mitztag niyut shachad. Get out of your astrology. Ein mazal Yisrael. Don't look at the stars. Don't look at what the mazalos say. Because the Jewish people don't have a mazel, meaning we can overcome whatever it is that the mazel says. It's supposed to happen to us. It's not shaykh to us. Okay. So Amrav Yitzchak, kolim mitamim atzmo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitamim imo. If a person is mitamim himself, meaning they're willing to be, you know, sort of like calm and just do things the right way and not like, not worry so much. And just do the things Hashem asked to do it, you're just going to do it. Right? You're not going to like think, well, maybe I shouldn't do that because, you know, X or Z, Y or Z is going to happen. Like Hashem said, so I'm going to do it. Right, follow Hashem. In a Tumimistik, I'm not going to ask questions. I'm just going to do what Hashem asked me. So a person who does that, what's going to happen? Hashem does the same thing with them. Hashem sticks with them. You stick with Hashem, Hashem will stick with you. Shenamar im chasid tit chasad im gibor tamim tit tamim. The pasuk says, right, that if a person who's righteous, be righteous, with a person who's tamim, be tamim. Really, it's an advice to a person how to act with other people, right? The person's straight with you, be straight with them. But so certainly, if that's true, we're supposed to do with other people, so Hashem will do that with us. I'm Rav Hoshaya. Kol mitamim, kol matnim atzmo sha omedaso. Any person who acts tamim, so then the moment will be good for them, right? The hour will stand for them, meaning it'll be auspicious time for them. Shenamar, hidalech lefanai ve'yetamim. Right, because Hashem said, "Follow me, and it'll be good for you." Right, uksiv ba'yisa la'av hamon goyim. And the pasuk says, then you're going to be the father of great nations. So clearly, by following Hashem and being tamim, you get a very good reward. So it's a good idea to follow Hashem and not to worry. Just listen to him. Amar Rebbe, kol menachesh lo. Call menachesh lo nachesh. If a person does the opposite, they start to, you know, try to figure out the future, etc. So then things like that, whatever's supposed to happen with these mazalos and things and ideas of sorcery, that'll happen to him. Shneamar ki lo nachash b'Yaakov, right? Because the pasuk says ki lo nachash b'Yaakov, right? So you're not supposed to follow the nachash. But if you do, it'll happen to you. So the Gemara says, That's a funny drasha. We said if you call him a nachesh, lo nachesh. If you follow these sorcery things, they will follow you in a bad way. Why? Because Bar says ki lo nachash, which seems to imply ki lo nachash. It'll follow you. Where it says v'haba lamed aleph k'siv. That's not lo for him. That would be lamed vav. It says ki lo nachash v'yakov. Sounds like it won't follow you. So what's going on? It's not the pasuk. It's not because of the pasuk. Forget the pasuk. You're right. It's really because of the midah k'negemida, which is funny because we do have drushes. The Gemara all the time will make drushes like that. Like they'll interchange the av and the vav, and it's not like such a big deal. But they don't want to extend it that way. Fine. Tani ava bered Rabbi Zera. Okay, another teaching. Ava be the son of Rabbi Zera. Kol adam she'enu menachesh machnis nosav mechitza. Shafil malche asharis ein yichol nikanes b'zochah. A person who stays away from nichosh. I'm trying to predict the future, etc., with all kinds of inappropriate, tarot cards or whatever they're going to do to try to figure out what the future is going to be. So then, good things will happen to them. They'll be put within, in a select group that even the Malachi Asharis can't get in that group. Shenamar ki lo nachash b'Yakov, but lo kisem b'Yisrael. Because Yaakov and Yisrael, they don't do nachash, they don't do kisem. Kisem is like magic. They don't do those things. I'm Rabbi Avo, I'm Rabbi Elazar. Why was Avraham Avinu punished and his children sent for to be slaves in Egypt? They say, right, this is what they say in the yeshivas. I don't know if it's true. They say, when you're learning well, what happens? Things connect in your learning. So this is the Gemara that I quoted on Sunday night. We were talking about the shaila of going to the draft, right? The Haredi draft exemption, etc. So this is one of the arguments that's made in favor of keeping yeshiva students out of the army. Is what? This Gemara. Because the Gemara says that Avraham Avinu is punished. Why? Because he took Talmidei Chachamim and he made them an army. Fine. One of the arguments against that argument is the fact that the Gemara continues with other explanations. Shenamar v'yarkes chanichav l'dei beso. He takes them. Fine. But now the Gemara gives multiple other answers. So there's some of those who argue back, say, come on, this is like an agarata. And there's also multiple answers to this question, but fine. So others say, no, the reason his children went to Mitzrayim is not because he took his Talmidei Chachamim and he made them into an army to save Lot, but because he questioned Hashem. He said to Hashem, how am I going to know that I'm going to have children who are going to inherit me? What do you mean? Hashem had already promised him. So what's going on here? Rabbi Yochan Amar Shehifrish Bnei Adam Likanes Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. Rabbi Yochan has a totally different reason because there were certain people he could have been Mekarev and he didn't. When was that? Shneamar, after the success in the war of the four kings and the five kings, he said to the Melech Stom, Tein li hanefesh v'arechush kach lach. That's right. Sorry, Melech Stom said to him, give me the people and I'll take the, and you'll take the money. Right? And what did Hashem, and what did Aram say? I'm not going to say anything. But he also didn't take the people. And he could have taken the people, and he didn't do that. But Yari is fine. So that's three different reasons why Avram is punished, and all of us go to Mitzrayim for 210 years. But Yari is chanichav. So good. Now, let's talk about that war with the four kings and the five kings. What did he do? He got together his chanichim, the people that who had been born in his house, right? Rav Amar Shohrikam B'Torah. So Rav Amar, he had built them with Torah. Or he encouraged them with Torah, says the Ran, to come with him. Shmuel Amar Sharika Mezav. Shmuel says no. He encouraged them to come fight with money. Right? He was willing to pay them. Shmuel Asar Vishlosh Meos. And there were the number of them was 313. Shmuel Asar Vishlosh Meos 318. Amar Rabbi Ami Bar Abba Eliezer. Eliezer was, in place of all 318. Eliezer, who the chush b'nei hachihave. And the others say, no, that's actually the gematria of Eliezer's name is 318. Okay. The Mefarish says, the Eliezer be gematria shmona asar v'shloch meos shlo haya imo ela Eliezer l'chud. Right? Some say it was 318 people. Others say, no, he was as strong as them. Or no, he is actually just Eliezer. Amr Rabbi Ami Bar Abba Ben Gimel Shanim Hikar Avram Isbar. Okay, next point. So Avram Avinu was 3 years old when he recognized Hashem. Big machlokas in the Rishonim. How old was Avram? Different opinions. So one opinion is he was 3 years old. How do I know? Shenemar Ekev Asher Shama Avram Bikoli. Because the pasuk says Ekev, that since you listen, Avram listened to my voice. Chushvenei, how do you figure this out? Meya Vishivin Vitartin Vitrain. Right. So Avram had lived 172 years. 175 years. Meya Vishivim Utrain. 172.
Plus 3.
Plus 3.
Minus 3. So that's how you know that it was.
Exactly. And Akev is 172. Right? Exactly. So he listened for 172 of his 175 years. For Amir Rabbi Abba, that's Arami Bar Abba. Remember, Amir says, Hasatan Bechushvenei, the word Hasatan in Gematria, Tlas Mea Vishisin V'arba. It is 364. Okay. So, and that's just a separate point. That what? That the Mefarish points out, V'mei Hashana Shisa, 365. So you see that there's something only controls, it's only you know, making trouble every day except for one of the year. Okay. V'am Rabbi Bar Abba, and Rabbi Bar Abba said, K'siv Avram, Uksiv Avram. We're just quoting a lot of drushes of Rabbi Bar Abba, right? So, Avram, he's called Avram, and he's called Avraham. B'tchila him licho HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMasayim V'arbaim V'shlosh Evar. Originally, Hashem made him in charge of 243 limbs of the body. And eventually, he made him in charge of 248. They added five. Right, Avarim. Elohein, which the foot of the father added, Shtei Anayim is two eyes, Shtei Anayim is two ears, V'rosh HaGaviyah, and is a place of procreation. Right, so he controls all five of those now, and that is on top of the original 243. V'amar Rami Bar Abba, and Rabbi Amar said another drasha, Ma dechsev, Iyur Ketana, because he's going to tell a story now, the Pasuk in Kohelet, which we can go through piece by piece of the story, and it's going to be a mashal. So, Ir Katana v'Anashim v'chulei. Ir Katana, what's a small city? Zaguf. That's the body. V'Anashim ba, and there are people in it. Me'at, Eilu Eivarim. That's part of the body. Uba, Le Melech Gadol v'Sive Voso. And Melech came and surrounded it. Say Yitzhara. Ubana, Le Mitzudim v'Charamim. Eilu Avonos. And he put Avonos around it. Umatza ba'ish, Miskein. But there was an old man, a weak man inside. Zeh, but a smart man. V'Chacham. Zeh Yitzhar Tov. Umalat, and who has Sa'ir, Bechachmaso, and he saved the city with his wisdom, Zuchuva, Maisim Tovim. V'adam lo Zachar, Sa'ish, Hamiskein, Ahu, no one remembered him ever, the Bishas Yitzhara, laced in Midkolei Yitzhar Tov. Right? So this wise man got rid of all the trouble, but then once he was gone, everybody forgot about him. Okay. So the Yitzhar Tov can save the day, but then when you get the Yitzhar, gets going, we forget about the Yitzhar Tov. Hachachma Ta'uz, L'chacham me'asara shalitim. The pasuk says the wisdom can help a person more than 10 signs. Hachachma ta'uz l'chacham zu tshuva ma'isim tovim. So l'chachma helps a person, that is, tshuva ma'isim tovim, me'asara shalitim. That's better than the 10 guardians. Who are the 10 guardians? Shtei naim, two eyes. Shtei oznaim, two ears. Shtei adayim, two hands. Shtei reglaim, two feet. V'rosh ha'gviya, right? And part of the man's body. Upeh, and his mouth. I'm Rabbi Zechariah. Hashem wanted to actually have kahuna come not from Avram, but from Malki Tzedek. Shenemar, v'hu kohen el elyon. That he was called, they called him the kohen el elyon. Some say Malki Tzedek was shame. I think they say, right? Kevin shehikti birchas Avram lebirchas hamakom. Hotzia me Avram. But once he blessed Avram first and then blessed Hashem, like Baruch Hashem El Elyon Kunei Shemayim V'aretz, but first he said he blessed Avram. So then what happens? He's going to make the Kohen Gadol come instead from Avram Avinu. Shenemar Vayivrachehu Vayomar Baruch Avram El Elyon Kunei Shemayim V'aretz. Right? So he put Avram first. That was a mistake. So that's why Avram gets the kuna. Ubaruch El Elyon, right? And then he says Baruch El Elyon. So Amlo Avram V'chimakdimin Birchas Evel Birchas Kono. You're going to make the bracha of the slave come before the bracha of the creator. Miyad nitnak the Avram. Immediately the kuna was given to Avram. Vinush and Amar. Neum Hashem laduni shav limini arashis evecha hadom lo aglecha. Ubasrei ksiv nishba Hashem v'lo yinachem. Ata v'yinachem ata kohen la olam. Al dibarti malki tzedek, al dibur shal malki tzedek. V'hayni tichziv, hu kohen elyon, hu kohen, ve'ein zara kohen. And the point is that at the end of the day, Hashem takes away the kohen gadola, takes him from malki tzedek, and gives it to the children of Avraham Avinu. Hajan alach, Arba Nedarim, we finish the third parak, Yashakayach, and we'll begin the fourth parak, Mirtz Hashem, next week. Okay. And we're also, by the way, more than a third done. So now you can feel good about that too.